Hello and welcome to Wattcast. My name is Roger Watson, and these podcasts are dedicated to readings of various articles that I've had published in newspapers and magazines. They reflect my views on politics, the pandemic, and current affairs. Thank you very much for listening. Wishing you a very careful Christmas, this is my column for the New Conservative of the 21st of December, 2022. As the season of goodwill to all men and transgender women who are also men approaches, your resident health and safety correspondent is here to see you safely through the festive season and to help you negotiate the many hazards that await. After all, we are all completely out of practice, having had 2 years when our government grinches stole Christmas from us. So here goes. Alcohol. Alcohol, even in moderate quantities, leads to unguarded and uninhibited conversation, lascivious behaviour, and that old favourite, the massive annual family argument. My advice, therefore, is to get in as much as you can, deck the halls with bottles and cans of all sorts, and make sure that there's something for everyone. The best thing is to get started early and break yourself in gently. This means Buck's Fizz before breakfast. None of that garbage from Waitrose. I recommend 9 parts champagne to 1 part orange juice. We don't want to go mad. You can gradually reduce the amount of orange juice until, by the end of breakfast, you'll be on the champagne pure and unadulterated. Then there's the rest of the day to go before you can let rip over Christmas dinner, and it must be filled somehow. This is the time to break out the beer. Cheap cans of Tesco Lager will do for the family. My trick is always to pour my own beer out of sight of everyone. That way nobody will realise that you're drinking Carlsberg Special. Christmas crackers. Christmas crackers are simply an accident waiting to happen. Make sure that everybody in the house on Christmas Day has undertaken their online Christmas cracker safety course and demand the proof. The main points of the course, which has 3 modules, include a module on safe pooling technique. This takes a bit of practice to master, but the basics are always to keep your elbow close to your body. If you raise your elbow, then you run the risk of copping an elderly relative one in the jaw, and the last thing you want to find in the Brussels sprouts is Gran's false teeth. The remaining modules advise on the correct wearing of safety goggles, ear defenders and protective gloves, and it's the responsibility of the host to ensure that all these items are available at the table. Party games. Party games may seem like fun, but frankly they are minefields of racism, sexual prejudice and misogyny. When it comes to charades, all reference to colour must be forbidden, so no Black Beauty, Snow White or White Christmas. Heaven forbid anyone tries to do Huckleberry Finn. In a similar vein, Fairy Tale of New York is out. The title's bad enough, but then there's the awkward faggot reference. Nothing by Rolf Harris, not even Three Little Boys, or any of Gary Glitter's back catalogue. General. For the rest of the day, take care if language of a sexual or homophobic nature is going to be used. Thus, any mention of stuffing, mince pies or nutcrackers must be preceded by a trigger warning. Don't even think of mentioning Santa's vertically challenged little helpers without taking a quick look round the room. Someone may be self-identifying as an elf. I could go on about the potentially lethal combination of alcohol, sharp knives and hot cooking oil, but I don't want to spoil your day. However you celebrate it, have a very happy Christmas.
This podcast was produced in association with youthpublications limited.com.